Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Last year on January 13th came a podcast birthed by a couple of freaks, Jeffrey, James, and Riley, and Spock.
Holy shit.
Had a concept with no flaw. Take reviews that they find online, make fun of them, now that'd be chai. Floating in the cyber sky, 99 strange reviews go by.
Let's go 99.
Marty. Jeffrey. What are we doing?
Danielle Pallett. Nina Extravaganzar.
Josh Meandrithal.
Dan Harbinger.
Your parents' divorce is going to be on one of the hats.
You want your meat squeezed in paper towel. Mm-hmm.
They tossed beer on my shoes so I wouldn't be able to put them back on in an effort to make me get blown by the waiter.
Is Christian Dior.
Please tell me that the children don't fall under the tossed category.
This is some fucking sex club. I'm going to go take it as virgin.
99 episodes. This is it, the 100th show. What strange theme is it this time? Grand Canyon tours or maybe slime? The characters are all insane. From murderers to social pains. As listeners lose their minds. 99 strange reviews go by.
Holy shit.
That made me so emotional.
100 episodes.
100th, holy shit. This is the 100th episode of Review Review.
Was that a parody of 99 Revolutions by Green Day, or am I making that up?
I think that's right.
Let me just triple check, because I don't want to sound like a fucking idiot. It's one of those bands, but not one of the ones that I listen to.
It's one of those emo shits.
No, it's not. It's okay. It's like Blink. I don't know what. Anyway, it's like a new wave band.
It doesn't matter. That was amazing.
That came in from Lorne
Michaels.
Yeah. No, that came in from Lorne with a different M last name. I never know if people want to. Yeah, Lorne M. from Toronto. He said,
it was definitely Lorne Michaels.
After I heard the recent podcast and you mentioned you were nearing your 100th episode, I decided to make a theme song for you guys themed specifically towards this grand occasion.
Oh my God.
It's a parody of Nina's 99 Red Balloons. Right. 99 Red Balloons.
I would not know that. Okay.
Called Lauren. 99 Strange Reviews.
That was amazing.
He also submitted the We Didn't Start the Fire theme song
a couple months ago,
and we didn't say what his name was. So sorry, Lorne. But happy 100th, he says.
Lauren, I love your work on Saturday Night Now.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Jeffrey, 100th.
It was easy to get to this place.
It really was not.
It was like it wasn't even a long time coming because there's first episode and then suddenly we're here.
I don't think so. There's first episode through maybe seventh. Then there's a devastating global pandemic. Then there's us doing this on Zoom for the better part of a year and a half.
Correct.
There's us doing one episode in person, but the sound was bad. Us waiting for the HeadGum Studio to be complete. Can't wait for that in 2025.
Yep. I asked Marty about it today, but he wasn't in the Slack channel that we were talking about it in. And so he didn't respond. But Jake was like, honestly, like, I can answer for Marty. And then he like kind of did a Marty impersonation over text, and it was like, oh yeah, like it's going along slow, but I'll text the guy. And he never does.
We love you, Marty. Holy shit.
My love's conditional for Marty, and it is conditional on us getting into it by the new year. If it's not open by December, that's stupid.
Then we quit.
And I'll go on. Yeah, then we quit.
Then we quit.
And we go to fucking forever dog.
Forever dog.
Dog.
Jeffrey, what a time. What a time to be alive, to be reading reviews.
What do you remember?
Oh, God, where to start? I mean, as an embryo, just swimming around in the sack.
Of the show. What do you remember of the show?
Of the show, a lot of laughs. You remember that far?
Scientifically improbable.
Well, I mean, that theme song alone,
the names.
The names, my God, the names. I want to get like a master list of like every name that we've done and do like a review name generator because there's many. But I mean, it's just like there's some that are just like so long ago that I just forget. I mean, it's like 100 is a lot of episodes, and it is
really
crazy.
Well, we started last January, so it's how many months has it been? It's been 19 months.
19 months.
That's a long time.
That's
when I put
a long
it like that.
Time.
Because I still feel like it's only been a year, but it's almost it's closer to 2 years than one.
And I remember just like, I know we've talked about this on the show extensively, but it's like going from recording like 7 eps in person to then being like, okay, we're going to do duoprov over Zoom for like 16 months.
But I thought it was good. We thought it was going to be 2 months. And I was like, well, okay, well, these next 2 months will be kind of difficult, but like then we'll get back to the studio and it'll be good. And now we've talked about this at length.
We have.
But I'm excited for the next chapter to hopefully be getting back in the studio soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it happening. Till probably January? I don't know, Marty.
I don't know.
I'm mad at him. I'm like, I'm not going to hold back. I'm mad at Marty.
And so is
a lot of people are, I think. And not even for the podcasting thing.
Just like personal stuff. But yeah, the names, just like different scenes. Like there's little... I think this is from the British pubs episode of like the guy who went to a gay bar but didn't know it was a gay bar, and then like they poured beer in my shoes so I couldn't leave. Like, what the fuck are we talking
about?
But
in this world, it exists for real.
I love what kind of characters do you remember? Because there are some that are just very near and dear to my heart.
Well, it's funny because like there's this episode, and then we did the best of last December, so mm-hmm. I feel like we've already done some reflection, and a lot of my favorite episodes were in
but
the
best
of.
But it's already September now.
Yeah, which means that because we're gonna do best ofs in what, 3 months, 2 months?
Like it is almost been a year since our best of the year.
Crazy. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of like ones from since then that we haven't reflected on. The Herbie Fully Loaded car episode that we recorded that was the one we did in person in the room you're in right now.
Uh-huh.
That one was, that's probably my favorite of this year.
I love Rodney, who's just shown up every now and again, like super roided up, like really, like not well Rodney.
Yeah.
Rodney's become a favorite of mine. It's just been, I'm getting very emo, and I just want to say I love you so much. You're my best friend.
Daniel,
and I
cut
couldn't
this out.
Imagine. No, keep it this in, Daniel, because he's important. You're my best friend, and I love you, and I couldn't imagine going on this crazy journey we call life, or review with anyone else.
Yeah, mostly the show. You're acting like, yeah, this is a marriage proposal.
Jeffrey, no, I love will doing the show. Be I mean, my bride.
No, absolutely not.
No.
What about Johnny Villa and he's a bride and it's Bride Villa?
I don't know who Johnny Villa is.
You haven't met Johnny? You'll meet him in New York. No, no, I love I know doing who
Johnny
is. You.
I haven't met Johnny.
You're lucky.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
No, what were you saying? You were like going to compliment me? It was going to be awesome. What were you saying?
I was just saying I like doing the show. I was saying I like doing the show. There's no scroll. I'm scrolling.
Chips on Twitter.
No, I'm looking at all the episode titles and trying to think of other things. Kylie Brakeman's Tom Beckman.
Oh my God.
Character. So good. Oh, the Old Navy. What was it? Adam's character.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The like the Eastern European exchange student.
Yeah.
It was the king of the Navy.
Shelby Wolstein's sheriff character from the Life-Threatening Hikes episode.
Yes, the press conference.
Yeah. It's easy to remember the ones with guests because they're not always on the show. The other ones kind of blend together. I'm trying to remember which other ones. There was, oh, Heinz was good.
Yes.
Rolling Backpacks, I had a lot of fun.
Oh, I mean, the Kit Kat and the cheese, the Kraft Singles is one of my favorite episodes.
Yes, the fucking of the cheese.
The fucking of the cheese.
And
the
we had fucking Ben Schwartz on the show between now and the best of.
That
so that's
is
like
crazy.
A bookend of a chapter.
Yeah, it that's insane. I'm just so, this is wild. But we should get moving because we have some special guests on
today.
We do
have some special guests. I think we shouldn't, or I guess it's fine. We'll figure it out later. But I'm wondering if we keep it a surprise, just say with special guests,
okay,
and then see.
So we have special guests on, and they are coming soon. So let's get to it. The theme of today's episode, so for 100, I was about to say years, for 100 eps of this podcast, we love
this
doing
this
podcast so
much. This has been something that
so
people
much.
Have requested, this mm-hmm. theme, this topic.
We are reviewing reviews.
Reviewing reviews.
Of review. And other podcasts with our special guests. We'll get to that later.
Yes. Let's start. You want to start us off? You
I'll
have
start
our,
us off
a review
with,
of review, review.
With a review of review, review. Fuck. There were a lot of really interesting ones. I mean, I'm trying to pick. There's some that are just like really long and like written very funny. And then there's some that just like I think are earnest and really make me laugh. So... Okay, can I do a little best of? I'm going to do one that just made me laugh of like the way it's written and then the other one that I would like to do improv off of.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. This one that just really made me giggle. This is 5 stars from Delhi of the Ghetto. And the title is This Nirvana? Question mark. Picture yourself free from the constraints of a stable home, gracefully perched on a park bench, shivering to the bone in upper 60-degree weather, eliciting concerned stares from parents as they usher their children out of your general vicinity due to your unsettling and incessant cackling at a mere podcast. Sound liberating? Therapeutic, even? Well, you're in for a snack. From the moment the first shrill tones of review, review gush from your speakers, penetrate
Don't
your ears,
gush.
And trickle
no.
down your essence, you may as well no. be a vagrant of sorts because there's only one Ow. Thing on your mind. What time is it? The jokes are there, the banter fine, but buckle up, Neo, you just took the bread pill, and like it or not, you're along for this bumpy ride. The improv comes and goes, time flies as swift as a kite, and when the pod's hour is up, you'll swear it was only 45 minutes, because you were right there on that park bench, and it was home. Oh well, no, back to the mortgage for me.
Back to the mortgage.
So thank you so much. That really, that's exactly right.
You've taken the bread pill and you're along for the rye.
Okay, here we go. This is 5 stars. Also, thank you for these 5-star reviews. 5 stars from Grand Frank One. So can we get a last name for Grand
That's all
Frank
one name.
One?
That's all their first name. Grand Frank 1 hour photo.
Grand Frank One last name hour photo.
Hour photo, yeah.
Okay, the title for this 5-star review is funny, but yeah. Show makes me laugh, but is also good for listening. Watched Gilmore Girls because they spoke about it. Really cool to be in my 20s and listening to this. I recommend this podcast and their Patreon, which seems cool, so I finally paid $4 seconds before writing this. Really cool to be in my 20s listening to this. Like, it's just, they make me see life in, like, wow, this is the time that I'm in.
talking about your 20s in relation to anything that you're in, like, consuming media-wise?
It's really, like, honestly, like, season two of Fleabag just ended. Oh, my God. Can I just be the first to say, like, one, that was such a beautiful show.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we're all here together. I mean, it's like, it's our last day of summer before our first day of grad school. And I just have to say, like, you guys, can you believe that we're in our 20s watching Fleabag about a woman in her 30s? And, like, we're about to go into grad school with a mix of 20 and 30-year-olds, but we're in our, like, I just can't believe, like, the time we're in.
Yeah. We all got together because Richard's mom just passed away, and we were trying to cheer him up with his favorite show.
Richard.
So let's talk about that instead of, like...
Sorry. I mean, like, Richard...
Kind of like having
an
existential crisis.
I am so sorry for your loss, Richard.
Your mom was... It's all right.
Yeah, your mom was an incredible woman. And how crazy is it to lose a parent in your 20s? Like, you're too young to be burying your mom.
Well, it's not crazy. It's just, it hurts. Yeah, it hurts a lot. Yeah.
It hurts because it's like, in a way, you're still a kid, but you're also a grown man. You know, it's like you're 26. So it's like you're a kiddo, but you're also a big guy. And so yeah. I think it's
maybe
just,
we talk about something else. Like,
oh,
actually,
my God. Of course. I am. So what are your plans for the funeral? Are you going to do a reading at the service?
Yeah, I'm going to do a reading, one of our favorite Bible passages, and just figure it out. But no, that's like, it was nice to watch Fleabag with you guys. Like, I really got my mind off of it. So I appreciate it, but let's not talk about age or death or family. Cause I'm on the verge of tears here.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's, you guys want a drink? Like, maybe we could we're here to distract Tommy. So let's just focus on
the
that.
The Bible is really interesting now that you bring that up.
How so?
Because it's like, well, Jesus was in his 30s when he died, and you can only imagine that the age range of kind of everyone around it, like, that's pretty surreal to be like. Yeah.
Well, he was executed. He was executed by the state. So that's.
No, I know. I just mean, like, if you're one of, like, the apostles, you're probably in your what? Late 20s, early 30s? Like, what are we doing? Like, they wrote the Bible. And, like, what? We're sitting around watching Fleabag and going to grad school for journalism? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. It's just hard because, like, people's lifespan were different. And again, we really shouldn't talk about death because Tommy's like, again, now he's starting to cry. No, I'm fine. It's all right.
It's like when I'm on my deathbed, I want to look back and be like, I lived my life, you know?
Yeah.
Like Richard, your older brother, he's in his 50s now. And like, but when he was our age, he had a kid already. What are we doing? We don't have kids. We're sitting here drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade. Watching Fleabag.
Yeah, it's to cheer Tommy up because his mom is dead. That's like, I just don't think that. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Look, man, let's focus on him, right? Let's see what he needs and give it to him. Like, I want to validate your experience of this, whatever you're like, I don't know what you're going through. There's clearly something else going on, but let's not take away from Tommy's day.
No, I completely agree. You know what? I feel really bad because in my mind, it's like we're talking about anything other than his mom. So I thought that's
what he wanted.
But
you're talking about death. You're talking about religion. You're talking about spirituality. These are all things that relate to his mom.
I'm talking about the passage of time. I'm talking about like how crazy that we're in the age that we're in and just kind of looking at it from a bird's eye view of like, whoa. No. Like,
and that's what we're trying to get away from because he's already having those crises. Like, and he's valid in doing it more so because his mom is dead, right? So he's thinking about age. He's thinking about timing. He's thinking about what it even means to be human. And so let's talk about surface level things for him so that he can kind of get his mind off it, which is what The Night's entirely about. Fleabag surface level.
Totally.
Right? Getting a drink at surface level.
Sure. Yeah. That's... I'm sorry.
So just don't get deep. Just don't get deep. Let's say that.
Okay.
Okay?
It's just like, it's not
I feel
not
like
my...
you're going to get deep, but let's just, it's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
All right, Tommy! Yes! Thank you, guys. I'm going to have another Mike's Hard.
Mike's Hard.
Did you guys see the first week, NFL, American football? Love American football. Man, it was awesome. It was that Chiefs Browns game was pretty good. It felt like
Tommy,
a
do you ever
game.
Think about like what it would be like if you hadn't left your hometown and like what kind of life you would have
don't
there?
I really want to talk about that because like, part of the reason that I'm grieving is that I didn't have a lot. I just spent a lot of time with my mother.
Right, because
she'd be around.
Right. No, I'm just
Chance, you fucking asshole.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking about it's like, oh, what fun he could have had over there, and like how crazy that we all met, and now we're here together,
it's just hard, you know,
so we can comfort him. Yes, so we can comfort you.
Because I didn't get to see her the last couple of years, and I just like I didn't go home for Christmas. but it's hard, you know. I was in the States, and it's just so hard to get. It's expensive and to get over there, and then
yeah.
I'm sorry, you guys. No, Tommy, it's all right, man.
It's all right. It's all right. What were you doing that you couldn't get back? Sorry, it's just like you didn't travel, but. But this is because you were traveling for work, right? Like, you have an unbelievable job and you're traveling for work, right?
Shut up.
No, I just think it's amazing. I just think it's amazing that Tommy is an incredible documentary filmmaker. And he's going around the world. He's telling stories of how paper towels are made.
It just seems so small now.
No, it's not small because you are 23 goddamn years old and you are a globetrotter. What are we doing? Richard, what are we doing? What are we doing at this age when Tommy has lived a life?
It doesn't matter, Chance. It doesn't matter because he's grieving, right? It doesn't matter what we think we're doing or whether we're on the right path.
I grabbed Tommy by the shirt. Tommy, you have a well of life experience that I have yet to know. You have a well of tears. I wiped them. You have a well of tears in your eyes. You have a well of life experience. And I want some of that from you, man. Give me your grief. Give me your knowledge.
I kind of grab you off of him. Get off of him, man. No, get off of him.
I have nothing. I have nothing. I've done nothing with my life. I am a baby, but also a man. And I don't know when I am or who I'm meant to be. But Tommy knows everything.
It doesn't matter right now. Your parents are alive and together. His mom's died.
Both
of his moms died.
Oh, now you're orphaned. Oh my God, he's orphaned at 23. I wish I could have.
Get out, Chance.
No, now
leave.
I feel bad. No, he's
actually
crying.
You should have felt bad 5 minutes ago. Of course, he's weeping. I don't know how to cry in English. You don't have to cry in English, Tommy. It's all crying.
You don't know how to cry in English? You're English.
He means an American accent. He means an American accent.
Just... Hey, Richard, before I go, I understand I've killed the mood. I'm happy to leave. But before I go, Richard... I know this is gonna sound crazy, but I feel like if I don't do it,
say it. Then don't say it. If it's gonna sound crazy,
then it's like I'm not gonna have lived in my 20s. Will you marry me?
What? No.
I don't know.
We don't even like each other on a friendship level.
I know, but I feel like it could be a life experience that we had.
Tommy, I'm so sorry. No, it's all right. It's all right. You know what? That actually make me feel a lot better. What? I know it sounds crazy, but if you guys tied the knot, maybe I'd have a family then. Tommy, it's just like, I know you're grieving it, just that's like, that poses serious like legal complications for me and Richard, and like, I just don't know. No, I know what it means. I know what it means. I just like, you guys said you want to cheer me up.
I'd love to cheer you up. And what better than for us to have like this crazy whirlwind romance, legal battle, you know, like than now
I
in our lives.
I think that's a good time to ever do that. It's always an
if
accident
not now,
when that
when?
Happens.
Because we're young enough now to learn from our mistakes later, but we're too old to let life pass us by.
Richard, maybe it's the grave talking, but if you don't do this, you're a horrible friend to me.
I couldn't agree more.
Are you kidding? This is
no,
you guys are both
more.
Crazy. Fine. Cut to the altar. So we'll just do the standard vows, I guess. Like, there's no way that you had time to write your own.
Oh, I mean, if you didn't write your own, then I don't have to. Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid.
You wrote your own, but went in the car? This is how?
I've been planning for something like this. You never know. Hey, to quote one of the greatest minds of our time, life moves pretty fast. If you don't take a sec, if you don't stop to look around once in a while, you might miss it.
Yeah, I don't know. And now the reading of the vows. Yeah, thank you, Father. I'll start, and from the heart, and from the heart.
From
Richard.
The heart, yeah,
yes,
from the
I'll
heart.
Do it from the heart. This is crazy. Chance, ever since Tommy said that it would mean a ton to him if we got married, that's when I kind of decided I would. I hope that this kind of makes Tommy, I hope this makes you feel better. And, you know, marriage or no marriage, you have family in us. I think that's good enough, right? No way yours is longer than
that.
That's
beautiful. So, I unfurl a scroll that goes
Are
down
to
the
floor. Are you fucking kidding me? What is this printed on? That looks like a hide.
Richard Michael Jenkins. I knew.
No way.
From the day that you were born.
We didn't know each other.
That we were destined to be together. It was written in the stars and in Tommy's heart. And that's why he spoke it to us so clearly this afternoon when he said that it would mean a lot to him for us to get married. You are a bright star and a bright soul. I will love you for the rest of my days. And hopefully, Tommy, you seeing this happen will bring you comfort and joy. But you know me.
Be more joy than anything in the world.
I'm a wild bird. I can't be tied down. I need to live my life and get every life experience possible before I hit 28.
Tommy,
For that reason.
No way.
I don't.
What?
I throw the scroll and I'm in a long, long bridal train and I start running down the aisle.
Are you kidding me?
I can't do this.
Oh my fucking Tommy, I'm so sorry about this. No, this is better than I even fucking hoped. Because now I know that he's really following his passion. What, man? This is insane.
Now I can say I left someone at the altar.
Tommy stands up. This is what I needed.
Are you happy, Mom?
The priest is tearing up.
Are you kidding? This isn't beautiful. No way this is beautiful to you.
And so that's what we'd like to pitch to A24. We think you'd be a perfect house for this kind of coming of age film that travels over time, space, romance, love, loss, and finding yourself in your 20s.
The executive is like leaned back in his chair on his phone, barely paying attention. What? Oh, yeah, sure. $4 million, get Paul Dano in it somehow, and just if we shoot it cool, people will fucking go to it. I don't care. It's cool. Hey, do you think this guy's hot?
Shows you a Raya profile.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. That's what I thought. All right, I'll go. All right, cool. We validate.
It's book smart, too.
Leave.
All right, should we bring our first, or we should take a break, and then we should come back with our first guests
special
of the day.
Guests. Oh, our first special guests. That's a lot of guests. Our first out of the many special guests.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Oh, God.
Are you drunk?
Yeah.
You should just, yeah, you didn't have to think about it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you. Right?
I think it's great and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we're back. Riley's chomping on a raw
not
bell
anymore,
pepper.
Not anymore. I just swallowed it.
Swallowed chunks. I saw you didn't chew it fully.
Don't say
here we
swallowed
go.
Chunks.
Without further ado, we should
Without
bring on our
further
guests.
Ado, let's bring on some of our favorite guests we've ever had.
Please welcome to the show fan favorite guests, our favorite people. Well, actually, you know what? I like my dad a lot. My mom's pretty cool.
Jeffrey.
But please welcome to today's show for our 100th episode, Billy Scafuri and Adam Lustick from the No Joke Podcast.
Jeffrey, question.
Yes.
So obviously correct. Mom and dad are in first and second position, but now I'm going to make you choose between your favorite kids, who is in third and who is in fourth between Adam and I.
Ooh.
Let's go third.
With the quiver.
Adam,
the quiver
and fourth points. Billy.
Billy and fourth.
Billy and fourth.
That's fair. That's fair.
What, now, what is that? What is that based on? Just out of care, I humbly accept
it's
the
based
bronze.
On the fact that you and I have only ever had good communication, and on the last couple of HeadGum podcasts, Billy's kind of tried to sabotage the show from within.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to mention on this podcast, it's lovely to be on this podcast because Riley is here. So.
Oh, thank you.
But the on-off switch of mean Jeff to sweet Jeff is art, folks.
It's whiplash. It's real whiplash.
That's a hairpin turn.
And absolutely is.
And
absolutely
as the guest, I also have to go in saying, you're not mean to Jeffrey on this program. So you're getting nice guest from Billy today, Jeff.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. Congratulations on 100.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's really Kudos. Crazy. And before you guys got here, we were talking about like some of our favorite memories from the show, just like things that we could pull. And of course, we came back to y'all's episode at Old Navy, and and Adam is just the king of the Navy.
Oh, the foreign exchange student.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
My favorite was the third one where we were customer service. I really
customer service was also great.
I haven't dropped so many F-bombs in a podcast, let alone
so
a 5-minute chunk of a rated
X. So great. And so we're so happy to have you back now. And for today's episode, since you know our show is all about reviews, and it is a podcast, and you both have a podcast, a very funny, incredible podcast. Again, if you haven't listened to it, which if you're listening to this, you probably have, No Joke Podcast. We are reviewing reviews of all of our podcasts.
You Perfect. Could only. Yes. You could
we
only.
Could only.
Only for the 100th episode. That's right.
So Jeff pulled a review of the No Joke Pod.
Oh, God.
I don't know what it is
dear.
Yet.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Of all the people to pick a review for the No Joke Pod,
it had to be Jeff.
It had to be me. All right. Are we all ready?
Yikes.
Yes, sir.
Born ready.
Okay. This is a 5-star review, as one is wont to do,
of course.
Your guys' show. From Dan Herrero Dev. 5 stars. The title is More Than Just a Podcast.
Oh.
I don't think so.
That's interesting because we don't do any video content. So we are really just a podcast.
I think it's an inside joke from the show, an episode like early pandemic. So here we go. Yes, this is a fantastic podcast. But it's so much more than that.
Oh.
It's also a Hall of Fame located in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah. That's right.
That's the beginning and end of the review.
That is it. Yeah.
So the review started with a simple affirmative yes.
Yes.
Just
yes.
It is a podcast. But it's also so much more than that. I just love someone treating something with such reverence that they actually overstep and over put too much emphasis on something to the point where it's incorrect.
Well, Adam and I can actually relate to that because I think that our default setting is sincere. And sometimes in the world of trying to be funny, sincerity is just like, what on earth are you talking about right now?
Well, have you guys seen the billboards? Because kindness is actually making a comeback.
It's in. It's back in, right?
Yeah.
It's in.
Kindness is back in?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good note for you, Jeffrey. I said I'd be a nice guest, but that's just a good reminder. Just a subtle reminder for all of the podcasts you host.
I try to channel Woodstock 99 in my comedy, so it's just utter chaos.
You just pollute. You just throw plastic on the ground while you do stand-up.
Yeah, and I charge people for human necessities.
Right.
I feel like that the energy of, like, of being so overly kind, of, like, meeting your partner's parents, and that it's, like, whatever they do is unbelievable. It's like, oh, you know, Mr. Johnson, this oatmeal you made, this is like unbelievable. Can I just say, like, first of all, thank you so much for having us in your home for brunch. Second of all, this oatmeal, like, can I get the recipe? I mean, like, Chris, like, you didn't tell me your dad made oatmeal like this.
Chris, wow. This is just Quaker oats. This is just, as you can see, just a standard Quaker tap water from the faucet.
Stop it. No, what? It's just that.
I guess you could say it's my special recipe. I make it every so often, but it's just tap water from the faucet and some oats.
How often? Because it seems like you've perfected it.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, thank you, Peter, who's also sitting at the table right now.
I mean, I'm here as well.
Maybe someone put brown sugar in the pot when I wasn't looking, but I like these friends, Chris. I like these friends a whole lot. They can come over for breakfast anytime.
Yeah. And guys, you can, you know, I know that you guys are staying here. You know, you guys are my college friends. You didn't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving break, but you don't have to, yes, man, my dad. Like, it's
First of all, I would never, Chris. Your dad doesn't need any yes manning for me. He is basically the physical embodiment of yes.
He is the yes man.
Yes. Oh. No, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. I think your dad, you're great. You're great in my eyes, but I think objectively you're fine.
Chris, Chris, just let your friends talk. And in fact, friends, if you guys want to stick around past Thanksgiving, I know the next set of holidays are only 30 days away. If you want to take classes at home, I'm sure that I could kind of provide more oatmeal.
Mr. Johnson, stop it.
My wife goes to Costco. She gets the big jugs of oatmeal. Chris is out of the house most of the day. So if there's more mouths to feed with my very special blend of oat and faucet, I'm here to provide.
That would be great. I have nowhere to be for Christmas or, frankly, all winter. So I could hang around.
Just take classes at home. Like, we have in-person classes now.
We can try. I think it's a very simple remedy here. We can just take Chris's room, pull out the bed, pull out all of his personal paraphernalia, the posters that he loves, all of his personal items.
Don't call it paraphernalia. I'm not smoking heroin in there.
No one's saying you're smoking heroin, son. I'm just saying that we can turn your bedroom into an office.
Yeah, Chris, your dad literally didn't say that.
He didn't say, you didn't mention heroin.
He said paraphernalia. It's just...
Your dad's actually, like, saying, he was being so kind. He's like, we can turn this house into a home for you. Your home away from home while you're away from your family. And you're saying, like, your dad thinks you're smoking heroin. That's literally not what he said.
Chris, can I ask you to leave the room for a second?
This is crazy, but yeah.
Chris, go in the garage. Yeah, go in the garage.
I'll step outside.
Chris, take a lap, please. Thank you.
Chris, we're not going to... I'm not going to speak until I hear the garage door close.
All right, I'm leaving. Close the garage door.
Hey, you two. I just gotta say, you are so much cooler than my kids.
Oh, like, Mr. Johnson!
I have to say, it's totally mutual. You are so much cooler than Chris. Because I barely like Chris.
I hate Chris. I hate Chris.
I hate Chris too. Oh my God.
If there's two things I say to my wife every morning when we wake up, I roll over and I say, honey, I hate Chris and I make the world's best oatmeal.
And
to hear it at my table with two of his closest friends or even medium friends, I don't know where you stand in his social structure.
It doesn't matter anymore,
and here's why. Chris is gone. When Chris comes back, I'm going to have a serious conversation with Chris.
It just feels like even before Chris went to the garage all those seconds ago, I just felt like as soon as I met you, I was like, oh, I'm destined to be closer with Chris's dad than Chris. Like, that was obvious almost from the beginning.
Mr. Johnson, Peter. I love you more than I love my own dad. Like,
and I love you.
Oh my God.
I don't know your name. We haven't met your character's name yet, but I love you too.
It doesn't even matter. I don't have one.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. What?
Chris, come in. Come on in, Chris.
I just got bored, and it's kind of like the longer it goes on, the more hurt I kind of felt.
Well, then this might not be what you want to hear. I know that you're in a hurt place right now, and you've been standing in the garage for...
I just feel alienated. Like, I took these friends home to do something nice.
Don't feel alienated. Don't feel alienated, Chris.
He can't even talk. Like, sorry, Mr. Johnson, but he can't even talk.
Chris, I think a solution for all of our issues right now, whether it's the oatmeal issue, whether it's your attitude, your heroin addiction, or inability to say alienated...
You think called that the what you need to do art in my room paraphernalia.
Head back to school. You could take your mother's car as a treat. You could take your mother's car,
that's
the Taurus.
So
really nice of you, Mr. Johnson.
That's way stay more than there. He deserves.
Stay there through the holidays. Your friends will stay at home. We'll take down all of your paraphernalia. Thoughts, buddy?
I hate driving the Taurus. It's the worst sedan because it's so big.
Chris,
and so like making
your
grateful.
Mom's
be
car
grateful.
Is a fantastic. Yeah. It's the best
take the
car
Taurus.
I've ever
Chris,
seen.
Chris,
literally,
take the Taurus.
This is a gift.
Listen Fine, to your nameless just, friend. Listen to your
yeah,
nameless
you
friend and take the Taurus.
You introduced me to your dad.
This is Tyler and that is Renee, all right?
His name is Peter. Get out of here, Chris. You're out.
Fine. This is, you know what? You guys think it's all fun and games because it's only Tuesday night on the holiday break. Easy to get along. But on Thanksgiving, when he's forcing you guys to make a bunch of sides because the only thing he knows how to make is oats and water.
I love that.
No, absolutely no. You guys aren't going to get along because I don't think you have even one thing in common other than, I guess, loving him.
And
he
hating
loves
you.
Him and you.
And hating you, that's two things. Those are two really big things, Chris.
I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson. I don't need to overstep my bounds, but when you were in the garage, Chris, and again, Mr. Johnson, please, I don't mean to speak ill of anyone.
Call
in
me
your
Tyler.
Own home.
My name is Tyler. That's where he's just all over the place right now. It's the heroin.
Sorry,
I don't
Tyler.
Do heroin. I
Chris,
just like
if
art
I could,
on my
if
walls.
I could, buy, if there's any way I could puncture your heroin haze so you could hear me for a when? Second, I just want to kind of pierce that heroin haze and just say we talked
that.
About you when you were standing in the garage all those seconds ago.
I thought you did.
No, we were.
Don't raise your voice, Chris. Sorry.
Yeah,
Peter's
please
talking.
Don't raise your voice up, Tyler.
Did you say don't use my voice or
don't
raise my voice?
Well, both.
Don't
you,
do either.
If you have to
please
ask.
Let Peter talk.
Sorry, Peter,
son,
finish.
Son, let Peter talk.
All I was saying was that we discussed it and we were saying how, and we didn't say this in the moment, but I'm sort of extrapolating here. Remember that television show, Everybody Hates Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember
yeah,
that
so
television
funny. Show? I love that show.
Yeah,
so
well,
funny.
We decided that.
The hijinks that he got on.
A lot of hijinks in the show, but please be serious for a second because.
Focus.
But please try to focus because we were talking about not about the show Everyone Hates Chris, but we were talking about how we all hate mm-hmm. you, Chris.
Yes.
Everybody
so
hates Chris.
Hates Chris.
Yeah.
So that's what just I just wanted to just so you don't feel out of yeah. the loop what we were talking about in your childhood kitchen. But that is what yeah. we were talking about. You don't
so
need to respond, but that's just a
here's
fact.
Your option B, son. You could take the Taurus, head back to college for 45 days, come back with an improved attitude, and maybe the three of us will open up the door.
If what you're attitude not, did I have?
That's a big
the same,
maybe,
the same
like,
attitude
sorry,
that you just
maybe.
Responded to my sentence with. Mm-hmm. The second option is you try the oatmeal and
I
you try and taste
thing.
It and you try and taste it like your two friends. That is option B. Try
so
the
you
oatmeal
want me to eat
or go
the
away for a
you've
month
made.
And a half.
Okay. This is, I mean, all right.
Let Slides me. The bowl in front of Chris.
Thanks a
smells
lot.
Smells good.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Good.
Johnson. I love how you narrate everything you do. Like, can I just say that I think that is one of the coolest traits about you? And I wish Chris
you can
did.
Say that.
Just charming.
It's one of his least charming traits. But yeah, here we go.
Try the oatmeal, Chris.
One bite. It's really good oatmeal, Dad.
Finally,
what'd you put in this?
Tons faucet, of really faucet good water and Quakers. Or? It's just faucet yeah. water and Quakers.
I'm writing that
so
down, Mr. Johnson.
Water.
I'm writing
not
that
even
down.
Water. I can't be around this. I'm going back to school.
Okay, have fun at the Taurus. Fill it with oatmeal.
It's fill the Taurus with oatmeal. Why? Absolutely. Well, why?
Just fill the Taurus with oatmeal.
Fill the Taurus with oatmeal, Chris.
No, I don't think so.
Fill
that
the
has nothing to do with anything we've been
Chris,
talking
fill,
about.
Just fill the Taurus with oatmeal. Just
Open
fill
your
the
mind,
Taurus with oatmeal.
It's
kick
not
your
a
heroin
small
addiction.
Thing.
Kick
I don't do
your
heroin.
Kick your heroin addiction. Take your paraphernalia. Hit the road and fill the Taurus with oatmeal. Taurus
Tyler, does Chris still have that Woodstock 99 poster hanging on his wall, that Woodstock paraphernalia?
Yes,
that's
it's covered
not,
in plastic.
It's
covered in pollution. It's covered in plastic and pollution. Heroin.
It's not covered in
pollution.
It's covered in glass because I got it framed. This is... Unbelievable. Fine, I'm gone. I'm putting it in the Taurus. This is fucked up, by the way. This isn't cool.
These are
no, 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 Chris, not in the gas tank. In the back seat. Pour the oatmeal on the back seat.
Yeah, what are you doing? Filling
I
the gas tank with oatmeal?
I was just putting it in the gas tank. I was just putting it in bowls in the back. You want me to spill it out into the back seat?
Yes, your
loose.
Mother loves
it should
those
be
bowls.
Loose.
Your mother's
it should
loves
be
those.
Loose.
Your mother's, both of your mothers loves those bowls.
This is insane. This is also, you should be looking for a job. Haven't you been laid off for like 30 days?
I'm going to open an oatmeal restaurant. We discussed
don't.
This.
No one.
What do you mean don't? You just tried it.
I'm gone. He drives off.
So do you two want to work at my oatmeal restaurant? Because I'm looking for staff.
I would love it. I actually have a name idea if you would be open to hearing it, Tyler.
I am all ears, and maybe it'll be our blackout line.
The Burlington Oat Factory.
End scene.
The Burlington Oat Factory.
Burlington Oat Factory.
That's going to...
They don't even try to come up with a couple more names.
He's like, that's it. That'll work.
That works.
See ya.
That's going to be the takeaway line on Discord next week, so I'm looking forward to seeing the Burlington Oat Factory in all caps from someone.
Mm-hmm. That also might be merch.
Burlington Oat Factory.
Billy, Adam, 100 episodes.
Congratulations.
We'll end off on this. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are just the best. You're just the best.
Let's end on this. What does review to review mean to you?
No.
In 100 episodes. And
review review represents to me a really fun closing of the circle, in so much as Adam and I met you when you both were starting on your first day. You did not have a podcast. You did not have a distinguished role quite yet in the company. You were going to figure it out. It's 100 episodes later. You two both fully exist in the HeadGum universe. You carry torches. Both of your podcasts are spectacular. And onward, dudes. Good work.
Namaste. And then Adam topped that.
Amen. I would just say it's my favorite oatmeal-based podcast on the HeadGum Network, and that's saying a lot.
You don't have to say that. You don't have to say that.
No, I mean it. I mean it, Riley. I mean that.
He's back in his Peter. This is Peter again now. This is Peter.
It's a hard one to shake off.
Peter the pleaser.
I live in my characters for weeks on end. It's a problem. But you guys are the best. You guys are wonderful mentions. I'm so happy for your success. Thank you for this fantastic podcast. It means the world to me. I hope you don't mind that I'm going to leave the review podcast in my son. I hope that that's not a problem for you guys, that I'm going to leave your podcast in my will to my son.
We can talk about it later.
Okay. We can talk about the legal ramifications about
that. That's heavy. We're just signing off. That's heavy.
Yeah.
No, I actually love that.
No, that's great. Good.
Let's finalize it before you guys leave. Let's figure out the paperwork. Let me use e-forms. No, but thank you guys so much for coming
on.
That's
so kind. And it is a wild full circle moment.
Plug the No Joke podcast. We've said it a bunch, but keep listening. If you haven't, give it a shot. Why not?
Please. New episodes every Friday.
Yeah. Literally, why wouldn't you do it?
Right.
It's free. Thank you guys so much again for coming. And I'm just so pleased. And Jeff's mad again now, but it was nice while it lasted, you know?
It's that heroin addiction. Yeah. It's that heroin addiction. But we love you, Riley. We love you. We love you.
Congrats, guys.
Thank you, guys. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.
What a slog.
What a what?
A slog.
What's a slog?
It was just like, that was tough.
Is that a word? What's slog?
Yeah, slog. You've never heard
work
the word slog?
Work hard over period of time. Oh, wait. A spell of difficult, tiring work. Wow, I just learned a new word live on air.
That was a slog.
That was a slog. And if that was a slog, our next two guests are going to be even
worse.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wait, can we just, like, not bring them on?
I feel like we should bring them on and just keep them on mute so that they feel like they're a part of it.
It's just so
we don't have to deal with the bullshit, right?
It's like, at first when we were like, we should bring him on, it sounded like a good idea, but now it's just like, nah, this is going to be a slog.
This is going to be a slog. If I know a slog, this is a slog.
This is a slog.
All right, but let's just get it over with.
Let's humor them. Let's humor them. It's the least we can do.
Let's humor them. They really need this.
They need this. We can do so much for their careers by having them on the show right now.
And we can do better, is what I would say.
Absolutely, we can do better. It's like...
Yeah, hey guys. Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Sorry, should I record? Like, should I record?
I started recording. I feel like I wanted to get on record that I didn't just get like the tail end of that. I feel like I got a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of meat on that.
For sure.
Like,
a lot of meat on that bone.
A lot of meat on
but
the
it
bone.
Falls off.
We were also waiting 8 minutes.
8 minutes? You were waiting 8 minutes?
Yeah. So, because you said at 2:45, it's at 2:53, and you sort of let us in a Zoom rating room for 8 minutes. You brought us in like 10 seconds too early, and we heard just like a bunch of bad mouthing. Yeah. And you haven't let us know if we should be recording on our end.
It was vitriol.
Well, it was earned. I mean, you guys waited what, 8 minutes? We waited 3 years to get this show, and that was 3 years too long. So let's just introduce Amir, start recording. Let's get this over with, I guess.
We asked you. I just want to say we asked you repeatedly throughout your internship to start a podcast. Mm. It got to the point where it was almost weird that you didn't. We asked you to start a podcast. You made a video series instead.
Whatever. Let's fucking sink.
We're here now.
It is 3 years too late.
No, but it's like we're here now. We don't need to be upset because it's like you can't change the past. The only thing you can do is like affect the future.
Didn't you also record an episode of a show that wasn't good? And then I gave you the idea of review.
No, that one was gold. It was like... We weren't getting
was
the production.
It? What was it?
We weren't getting the production support.
We weren't getting the production support we needed. And it's like, we didn't...
In the pilot?
What was it? Quickspiracies? It was improvised conspiracy theories. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I do want to take... I take offense with you thinking that you came up with review, Amir. Because...
Really?
It was me.
Really?
So
I've been telling everybody that Amir came up with it because Amir pitched it to us.
Yeah, Amir very much. He's like, here's the idea that I had if you guys want to use it.
And that's how I remember it too. So I'm curious. So you told it to me and then didn't do anything. And then I said that
I don't know at what point it changed from my idea to yours. I know.
I actually really like this idea of it being Jake's idea. That's actually...
it's easier to swallow idea. In a way. That's not but an it's just idea. Like, yeah. If it can't be our idea, I'm glad that it was at least Jake's.
100%. If it's not going to be an original, let's make it Hurwitz or...
Hurwitz. What?
What? You were going to say original. If it can't be original, let's make it a Hurwitz what?
If it's not an original IP, let's make it a Hurwitz IP, yeah. Original.
Yeah, original. Shit.
Oh,
Jake Hurwitz.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you.
Your first solo guest on Review.
100%. 100%.
The fucking show that I thought of. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Full circle. And it.
Yeah.
I'm also here. First solo guest.
Shut up for a second. It's so full circle and so perfect that the person who came up with the idea, Jake, is on the show.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for both Riley and I that it's an honor.
And it's just like, it's like not only, it's absolutely an honor, but it's like not only the person who like came up with the show, but it's like the only person who brought Jeff and I together and like made that happen in a full circle 100%. Way.
Oh, really?
100%.
Like it's all, at the end of the day, it's all Jake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not really.
It's tough. Because I don't disagree.
Yeah.
So I usually demur from compliments.
No,
I'm usually
don't.
I like
you
to try to like
this.
Shy away. I will accept
and
it.
That's
good.
Don't feel weird about getting compliments. Like it just accept it and feel that love because it's all for you and it's all anything otherwise would be all for naught, if that makes sense. So to you introduce Amir who's also here, I guess.
It does make
would
sense.
Would be not.
Oh, wait, Blumenfeld, turn on your video. Amir, turn on your video.
I was on the whole
turn
time.
Turn on your mic.
Oh, you know what it is? There? His energy's so dark it was almost like it was a blackout.
Like
screen.
It wasn't. Amir.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on. This is crazy. I'm sorry we didn't prep for this, but like thanks for being here for F100.
Plan Jake guest and this kind of surprise drop in who I guess tagged along because he had nothing else to do.
I guess I must have shared my calendar
plugs
with him.
What's that?
Plugs?
Now?
No. It's early.
Whenever. I feel like we'll fucking forget it on the day. So let's get it now and then
it is
Jeff
the day.
Can weave it in organically afterwards.
So you admit this was inorganic the way you brought it up.
My Twitter is just Blumenfeld.
Your Twitter's
last
in the shitter. Because the last thing you tweeted was about Corn Elder. And that's bullshit to read.
Corn Elder. Yes, the Panthers signed a cornerback named Corn. Last name Elder.
Well, that's good.
I guess we'll wrap it up with what we just asked Billy and Adam. Should we just get into it, Riley? What do you think?
Yes. So we, as it is our 100th episode of Review, a podcast where we talk about
Congratulations.
Reviews. Thank you. We thought what better theme than to review reviews of our respective shows. So we did a review
really
of
good.
Review. We did a review of the No Joke Pod. And now Jeff has found a review of If I Were You.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I review.
Nice. And that's what our tour is going to be called when we eventually tour Ohio for some reason.
Yeah. The Rust Belt Tour 2022.
If I review.
If the I land. Review. This is a 5-star review from Zachstory.
Whoa, 5-star. Thanks for picking that one out.
The history of Zach.
The story of Zach. Daniel, cut out everything Amir said. All right. five star. The title is Yes, Dude, which is kind of like funny because you guys kind of say that all the time. And
Jeff, sorry. Can I just like bring it up?
Oh, the energy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me focus on you then. You and Jake, because you guys bring me joy.
Okay.
Sweet. Yeah, put it on speaker right. view, because then you'll see. I feel like then it kind of prioritizes me and Riley. Because
Yeah.
Speaker review.
Oh, no, because he just popped
up. Now he's full screen, yeah.
Yeah. All right. You can pin a video. Yeah.
That would. I'm going to pin Jake, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Five stars.
I prefer gallery mode.
You get sorry.
It's no, even when Jake's pinned because I hear the voice and it's grating.
It's grating.
It's degrading.
Yeah. It's great.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's just grating.
It's great and.
It's great and.
Five stars. Most definitely a yes, dude. This is the best podcast I've ever listened to, top to bottom, except one episode. One episode was horrible. Forgot which one it was, though. But out of almost 300 episodes, one episode being bad is pretty good.
Thanks. Yeah.
That is pretty good. Holy shit. 299 of 300.
Yeah.
To be great. That's.
But that one, if I could remember it, was like dog shit. That one episode, like you shouldn't have even released it. It was so bad.
They're also similar.
Was it one of the ones that Jeffrey guessed it on?
No. You know what? For the life of me, I cannot remember. But it was, I mean, like, it still haunts me.
Yeah. Well, so there was one with just Jeff and Riley, and Jake wasn't even on it.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if
that one was gold, because that was Rich Thick Chicken.
Rich Thick Chicken!
I remember that. That was a classic. Jake, did you ever listen to that episode?
No. No, I did not.
Holy shit.
I mean, I never listened to... I don't listen to the podcast.
Say it. Yeah, there it is.
I don't listen to our show. So.
Right, because you're on it, but this episode you weren't on. But
yeah,
right. I thought you'd be interested to see how it went.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess I wasn't on it because I was really busy at the time. And then I must have, you know, missed it. I'm really sorry. I feel like that really fucking put a damper on. Remember, like a minute ago, we were kind of...
Let's just get into the improv. Let's just
go to
the
fucking
improv.
I'm gonna pin Amir, actually.
Yeah, let's do that.
Why his voice is remember grating and degrading, and then
it is, but like
yeah, but the degrading thing was actually a funny pun, and then he said great and, which was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was making us laugh.
Yeah, I thought of an. I was gonna say Gray Dan, like Dan was gray.
Who's Dan?
Like Dan was gray. Dan, what the fuck does that even mean? Dan was gray.
I was just trying to. Yeah, I was trying to like pile on. I don't know what I. Really even meant by
Dan.
That. I feel like this fucking killed the mood and the camaraderie between.
Yes.
I guess if anything, I'm happy that the three of you guys feel a little more.
It totally did.
Let's just get into the improv. All right. So it's like an artist at his gallery opening doing an interview with or doing a press conference. Mr. Zan? Mr. Zan? San Francisco Chronicle. Yeah.
You can ask me a question. I am Mr. Zan. Proceed with caution.
With caution?
With caution?
Caution.
Are you just fine. We have to say that this is one of the most successful gallery opens the Mission Gallery has ever had. The turnout's unbelievable.
I love you, Zan!
Go Zan!
Thank you. Sorry about that. I have... millions of Zans. That's fans. Called. No. I call them
I'm
Zans because
Zan
they're fans.
Stan.
So it's
that
not
guy
Zan
actually
Zan.
Stan. Zan. Thank you.
Zan the man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes. A bunch of my Zans are fans of Zan or
Show
actually
us your
Stans.
Ass, Zan.
Seems unrelated to the gallery. 100%.
I'm not going to show. Oh, sorry, one second. I need to address this. I'm not going to be showing my ass at this press conference.
Everybody reacts. Oh,
whole or nothing, Zan.
Is that
all
like
right.
part of your art? Because I'm new to your art and I don't.
I'll moon people. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah! He's doing it.
All right, now we can focus on the
so
question
flat.
At Zand. That's
at
a
hand,
but Zand.
No,
yeah.
Just hand. Listen, this is my first time seeing your art. I walked through all the gallery, and I have to say, I liked every piece. It was unbelievable, every piece. Except for one.
Not a question, but carry on.
The question is, can you speak to that?
No, I can't speak to your experience of my art.
All right.
Mr. Zan? Mr. Zan?
Yep. Got a question over there.
Tracy Ells from the LA Times. I mean, you've done it again. You've done it again. But I would like to comment on the journalist from the San Francisco Chronicle, your question.
Kidding me?
Because, no. I couldn't agree more. I thought this opening was a triumph. And
thank
clearly
you.
All of your Zans think so, too.
Zans, yes, show us your ass again, Zan. How are they not satisfied by the first time?
Sorry. One second. I just have to address this because they won't shut up about it.
Of course.
I'll only be showing my ass once, and I already did it. Thank you.
Okay, yes. And can I get that? That will go to print?
It just seems like their appetite is for my ass is
insatiable.
Yes. If I showed it again, I bet they'd be equally upset and angry that I didn't show it a third time.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Zan,
us.
I would just.
All right. You know what? Just for the sake of,
it's
not keeping that guy quiet, I'm literally just going to show my ass throughout the entire press conference. So I'm going to face away from you guys, moon him,
this fucking
Zan stan, and try to answer as many questions
as possible.
The
rest of your Zans have left. This is the one Zan stan left in.
Here we go.
You're the man, Zan.
All right.
Not
thank
really.
Thank you. All right. What do you guys just ask the question at this point? My ass is out, and I'm on bended ass.
All right. I will avert my eyes to protect your modesty, Mr. Zan. I just have to ask. Why did you keep this piece in the show? I mean, all the other...
The one that sucks other than the other ones.
Well, I was going to say the one that is not as successful, but yes, frankly, the one that sucks ass.
No. I mean, odds are you guys aren't even talking about the same one.
We look at each
let's,
other.
On the three, is it same, the one? Same time, let's 3, 2, 1, and then we'll say which one it is. Three, two, one.
Blue
it's the one
is
in the corner. Blue
the
one in the corner. Of the guy,
who's blue and also
sad
the guy who is getting blown.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Mr. Zan, question. My name is Connor
Zan.
I'm your number one fan, the Zan
yeah,
stan.
Yeah, you're the one who's just staring at my asshole. Yep. What do you want?
My favorite piece is the blue one in the corner.
See, there you go. Like, we can't literally please them all. Like, I have to take my fucking pants off to have this guy
How
be happy.
How much for the blue piece in the corner?
It's not for sale. But thank you so much for appreciating. And you can see that sort of answers my question, which is like, you know, I can't tailor make the entire gallery so that everybody loves everything at the same time.
Well, it does seem like you are keeping this piece just for this one Zan stan alone, almost as if he commissioned the piece.
He helped because he paid me a lot of money in terms of taking my pants off while I created it. And now that it's done, it is his favorite piece. And it's a really nice piece. And I appreciate him actually funding the piece.
Pull your pants up, Zan. Why don't you pull your pants up?
Why do you want him up now? This is
you were yelling at him to moon you. And now
it's also
what
the worst
I care
piece.
For
it's
is the reveal.
Really it is the worst piece.
What I care for is the reveal.
This is supposed to be a closed press conference to only people with accreditations.
I have an accreditation. I run the Zan Stan fanzine. For
this
Dan.
Is a Substack. I'm looking
you
at your fucking necklace. It's a Substack. Anybody can have a zine,
It's a medium.com blog post / Substack Patreon, but I'm the only member because he sort of pays me to get naked and draw art.
So he's a... So you're
Your
patron of the arts.
It's your...
But you just want to see his ass.
Is this a question for me?
It was, but I regret asking.
It's for both of you now. So
am I being interviewed by journalists? Holy shit. Move aside, Zan.
That legitimizes you too, and he's on the stage. This is fucking crazy.
Well,
oh
actually,
God.
No, this is interesting. I would like to ask him a few questions. Now, sir, I'm so sorry. I've forgotten your name. You're just such a big personality.
Connor Dan, he said.
Connor Dan, the Zan Stan fan, of course. Connor Dan, how did you get? Thank you.
Nice.
How did you get? How were you introduced to Mr. Zan? What was the first time you saw his?
You don't
work?
Have to answer that, by the way. You don't like they ask questions. You can always say it's none
Connor,
of their business.
Connor freezes up and is afraid to speak.
Oh my God! Don't
see. He's probably fine.
Just it's
fine.
The simplest.
We
thing.
Met
Let me
at
ask
a
you.
Club.
At a club? Let me ask you one quick. Connor, Mr. Dan. Easy. Just relax. Your shoulders are serious.
It's a simple question, Mr. Dan.
I got stage fright.
It has almost nothing to do with the art, actually. I'm just kind of wondering how old you are, because you could be 50 or 9, because you have, like, adult... either adult braces or appropriately aged braces. Either way, they're clear and stained by Coca-Cola.
I have braces that I got when I was 9, and I am 59, so they were child braces that have...
You've had braces for 50 years.
My orthodontist died when I was 11, and I...
Get a new one.
By the way, I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
The question was not posed to you, Mr. Zan, but thank you for your commentary.
Yep.
Now I have a question for you, Mr. Zan.
Yes.
Nope. That's,
excuse
me,
that's Mr. Dan.
That's Mr. Dan.
Sorry.
I misheard.
He falls off the stage.
There you go. He fell off his chair with such
that's
force
fine.
As if he'd been pushed, and he had.
Do not touch him. Do not touch him. Do not even address him.
I think one more question.
Going.
One more question, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Please don't swear, but yeah, continue.
Mr. Zan, I have a question for you.
I'm pulling my pants up, by the way. This is absurd. I'm no longer like, I don't know. I'm not under this guy's thumb.
You said you liked the reveal. You said that you liked the reveal, and you were the one who told
him
to put his pants up.
You're upset now that he has his pants on.
I'm concussed.
Okay. Mr. Zan, what's next for you?
Later today, I will be exposing myself to Connor Dan while I paint a sculpture that he commissioned for his zine/medium post and his Patreon. After that, I'll be getting ramen with my wife.
Who
thanks
used to be married
asking.
To my orthodontist, by the way.
Is that true?
Unrelated.
So that's how you met each other.
Unrelated.
So that's how you
absolutely
know each other.
Unrelated.
No, but you kept to see how crazy it is that that's unrelated. It either is or you're being shy about it.
My real name, if you have to know,
we didn't
and I changed
ask.
It. It's Stuart Sink, which is the name of a golfer who was popular when I was coming of age. So I changed it to Zan, XYNX. The last X is silent. None of this even matters because this whole fucking press conference is bunk/unnecessary. You like the stuff, you like the art,
except for the
enjoy
one.
It. Yes, except for the one.
Except for the one. Except for the blue, the guy in the corner.
Except for the one. Also, you can't smoke in here. You absolutely can't smoke in here. You're lighting up a Marlboro Red. That's been the case that you
cigarette.
Can't smoke in buildings for decades. So
yes.
Don't be surprised or like you should know. You're breaking
I thought
rules.
This was private property. But yeah, I guess I understand.
Yeah,
yeah
it's
for
private
sure.
property.
Yeah, I thought
thank
this
you to Stuart
a...
Sink.
No, do not call me that.
Well, that was a wash.
That was a fucking slag. Slog.
I thought it was fine. No, I thought it was funny.
No,
it
the was... ass shit was funny.
Yes. That was all of it.
We went
much.
Blue.
The press conference was good. That scene was good.
That was the whole scene. So you liked it.
Yeah. Well, the one part about the press conference will do.
What do you mean?
It'll be in the episode.
Great. I thought that was funny.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming. Do you guys want to stay on for our last segment or do you guys have to go?
What's your last segment?
What's the last segment?
It's this shook me all the week long and it's just something that's been shaking you. So
wait,
it's like,
you have to ask what you asked Billy and Adam.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here we fucking are. 100 episodes of Review Review. What does Review Review mean to you? Don't hold back.
Is it too late to say, no, we don't want to be part of the last segment? Or like...
Now, this part's not optional, and take your time. In fact, milk
I mean,
it, actually.
Please.
Review Review will always be a massive part of the story of HeadGum. That being said...
We're being let go.
The Vietnam War is also a story in the fucking tale of America. Like, not every part of a story is considered a good thing to have in the story.
Daniel, right. Daniel, cut out Amir comparing Review Review to the Vietnam War.
No, keep it in, because I want his character to be defamed.
No, our character's
Daniel, keep
being
it out
defamed.
Now. Well, let me take that again clean. Korean War.
I would all compare right. it to a great war. The first great war.
So World War
World
One?
War One. Yeah.
Well, at least it's
so?
Great.
Because it's great. It's... It's
nice.
Great.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow. Tried to give you a fucking compliment.
I'm like starving for a juice. I'm sorry. I just like, I
what?
Could really go for a fucking pressed juice. And
just
so did I wait.
So order one.
I mean, not even, no, don't even like fucking, I wouldn't now. Even like entertain this. Yeah, like
Jeff,
power
we
through
have,
the
like,
last
little,
10
like,
minutes
like,
of your
yeah,
fucking
like,
show.
Yeah, like 10 minutes. We have the last segment, our goodbye, our plugs, and then thank the patrons.
Don't.
That's literally all
we
have
to do. We are doing that. Juice. We're doing that. I don't know why I always have to fill the fucking silence.
We're not right now. You were like, I fucking want a juice.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
Wow. That was the most mundane thing to say.
Wow.
That you asked for a juice. What are you shocked by?
You don't need to fill the silence. You don't just have to fill it. It's like if you have nothing to say, you don't have to say it. You don't have to pull shit out of your ass. Like,
by the way, how do you be starving for a juice? They're like barely filling at all. If you're hungry, then you want something more.
We got the answer. Do you guys want to stick around for the fucking last segment?
I don't.
Yes.
It's sort
frankly.
Of fun. It's sort
Jake
of fun.
Jake can go. I'll stay. I'll all represent right. the both of us.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it could be the other
That's
way around,
the worst
but like,
option.
I don't want you guys to have to choose favorite. Like, I don't want to say who you guys rather
to.
Have. To, like, would you even feel comfortable answering that kind of question?
We
would
don't
you rather
have to.
Have
we get to. We pick Jake. We get the privilege of telling you that it's Jake.
And he's gone.
Damn
he's
it,
gone.
Jake's gone.
Here we go.
No.
This shook me all week long. Amir, what's been shaking you? Something that you've been thinking about, struggling with, what's been on your mind, etc. The floor is yours.
It's Monday. So like all week long, you mean like for the last 2 hours?
No, yeah, the last 2 hours. What's been shaking you in the last 2 hours of your life?
Whatever's fun for audio and you should know.
Yeah, AT&T fiber is finally being installed in my neighborhood. No, I can finally unshackle myself from the prison that is Spectrum Cable.
I can finally unshackle myself from the prison that is Sam's.
Sam Spectrum Shackle. That's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah, it's cool. Coming. I'm going to be getting some blazing fast download and upload speeds. Can't wait to share my fucking... my internet speed test results with everybody. This girl is on fiber. Yeah.
We didn't start the fiber.
The fiber.
Nice, the fiber. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is new?
What else is fiber?
Riley, what's been shaking you?
What has been shaking me? What, I mean... Now, that's an interesting question. Now, that's
Ask
really
it every
something.
Week. Ask it every week.
Well, I mean, and I figure since it's episode
And I can go. I can
no,
go if you need
no,
me to.
No, I mean, like, I can go. And I figure right. since it's 100th episode, it's like, why not stick to tradition of, like, yeah. let me take my sweet time. Not because I'm looking for something to say so much as, like,
Even
I'm just,
worse.
Like, I'm just, like, milking the moment because I feel yeah. like this is really fun for audio. In a way,
don't say things like fun for audio.
You
what
literally
you
said what you literally
Daniel cut
said
it out, so
Amir.
It just seems
you
like
you literally
she said,
said
it.
That
this
to
is
Amir.
Crazy.
You
no, what's good for oral? What is good for oral?
What?
A U R A L oral.
You go. What
now? We
you,
both
Jeffrey?
Learned the word slog and oral.
I know what oral is, but
really?
You said it like oral, and it's oral.
It's not oral. It's oral.
Oral. Amir, you say it.
What about oral?
Oral?
Okay, that's not it. But Jeff, you say it again.
It's oral. It's pronounced the
oral?
Same way. What about Oral B? So it's like Cardi starts a podcast about toothpaste.
What's shaking you? Because obviously I don't have one, right? Oh, cover's blown. Old Ann Spa's got to think of something.
What's been shaking me is that I got LASIK. We haven't talked about it yet.
And you're basic.
Come on.
It's no,
episode.
It's like
you don't have to like come at my throat like that. Like everybody heard it, and that's the meanest thing anyone's ever done. Let alone to me.
What? A little joke is the meanest thing anyone's
Anyone
ever.
The meanest thing
has
anyone's
ever,
ever
done?
Done.
Somebody gave you COVID.
Someone gave you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because yeah. that did happen.
Right.
No, I got LASIK. I have some subconjunctival hemorrhaging, so my eyes look crazy. But tomorrow it'll have been a week, and then only 14 more days tops of the red spots in my eyes, and then they're perfect forever. So
beautiful.
Shout out Amir, honestly, for giving me the courage to do something I never thought possible. And by that I mean
start a podcast.
Start a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also get LASIK. But yeah,
thought you were going to say also get laid.
Also get laid. No, but I wake up and I can see, which is crazy. But I still have to use those like shields over my eyes, which I don't love. But those will be off in a week from tomorrow. So that's all
exciting.
Good. Riley, what's been shaking you? 100th episode.
This
100 times.
Like this, like yeah. Ep 100 is very, very surreal. And 100%. I'm 100 episodes. I'm just very this. It's just very cool and exciting and yeah. I'm just I'm so happy and grateful. And also, like, you know, equally as full circle to have, like, Billy and Adam on for our 100th, equally full circle to have Jake and Amir for Ep 100. Yeah. And so thank you, guys.
Thank you, Amir. Any parting
Jake left, so you don't have to
Jake, thanks
thank
so
him.
Much.
You could be like, what oh, about- you're welcome, Riley. How cool to see you guys grow and, like, you know, take off on your own. Yeah, it doesn't fucking
no,
matter
do not
anymore.
Cover
no,
for
it doesn't
him.
Fucking matter anymore, actually.
Yeah. I stayed.
You soured this.
I'm fucking still here. There's no way that made it worse than I should have left.
We know.
Yeah, I should have left then.
No, I guess what's the retrospective? Because you also were on episode 3, we should say.
That's
and now
crazy.
Here we are, episode 100. Highs and lows.
I should be on
show.
Every 97. Every yeah. 97 Fs could be
sounds
my
awful.
Cadence.
So yeah. The next one's going to be 197?
Yeah, and then after that, 294.
Nice. yeah. Well, no, from the bottom of my heart,
yeah.
Thanks for giving us the show,
yeah,
Amir.
Thank you.
If it wasn't you, it would have been a kind of lucrative offer from Forever Dog, and he's gone.
I was going to give him a chance to do plugs, but I guess not. Riley, you can follow Riley on Instagram, at Riley Anspa, on Twitter, at Riley Coyote, for another 100th episodes, we should say, and maybe even more.
And definitely more. I'd love for it to be more. You can follow Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at JeffreyRD. You can find the show on Reddit r/ReviewReview, on Twitter at ReviewReview, yeah. Show on Instagram at ReviewReview. And yeah, here's to 100 plus more. I fucking love doing this show.
100 more.
And the next 100 are even going to be more fire. And even funnier, they're going to be stitching your sides, putting stitches in your sides. They're going to be like slicing and dicing so that you have to have stitches in your sides because you're laughing so hard that your kind of like chest starts to get tight.
Should we thank some patrons?
Let's do that. Yeah.
Thank you to _ Christian Side Hugs for chastity.
A national treasure, a good old fashioned lover boy, America's sweetheart himself, Bob Buell. And I really mean that.
Aaron
Old Dobbin Coogan.
Adam Shea.
Aggie.
A co in the key of God damn it, I thought I changed my name a week ago. And now I have to wait like 2 weeks just to hear this one.
Alex Witt.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin lost his credit car, somebody's back now, baby.
Beige.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Brungus Mink is dead. Gulia Bui Dyfus is back.
Chuck.
Caroline, the breadwinner, and Kinsey, the bread sinner.
Chasten Bales.
Chris Forgash.
Clough.
Connor Finnegan demands an apology from Jeffrey James for the way he was spoken to at this month's Zardy. Jeff, you may have
I don't even... What am I supposed to respond? I've had what? Connor Finnegan... No, I feel like I killed it in terms of my interactions with Connor on the Zoom.
With Connor?
I feel like everything was good. With Connor? Of course. No, I fucking crushed that one.
With Connor?
Consider this an open invitation to Daddy Tuesday Night's baby shower. And honestly, a gift or two wouldn't hurt to bring, Bob.
Devin Clark Memler is a real piece of work. Just the worst.
Drinkle.
Every night I shiver, praying for a piece of clothing to warm me, like a review hoodie.
And you'll get that soon. Fancy octopus.
Oh. Frito-Lay.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Gray James. Yeah, Jeff is his new step poppy.
No way. Greg Berg, old patron.
Gramestop GME, new patron.
Holly.
I literally only subscribe to force Jeffrey and Riley to say trans rights, XOXO.
I regret to inform you that it is Damian Kirk.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
Jack Kwan.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jameson Poncia still thinks it was funny as shit when Riley was a lemon on Jeff's Live.
So
congrats on LASIK,
long
Jeff.
Ago.
Congrats on LASIK,
oh,
Jeff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jameson. Jared.
Jeremy Brunner.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Sorry. John Quinones. new patron. We met him at the on the Zoom.
Yeah. Josh, just kind of a cool guy, and please don't say otherwise or I'll be sad. Pike?
JP, my sister thought dogs were cuter than babies, so when I was born, she barked for attention.
Caleb Luster.
Kirby-cher, right back at ya.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter of the Gray.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mo Pete.
Mushu Lasagna.
Nate Porteous, new Pufftron. That's right, not a new patron, but a new Isaac Puff.
No, it's Rorian Davier Zooey Landel.
Nolan Murphy just got denied for a loan to, quote, love my life my way. I got it now. Nolan Murphy just got denied for a loan to, quote, live my life my way. The bank said they didn't want that to happen.
I don't think so. Of course he'd have to deny. Nothing sometimes isn't even my real name.
Orange, you glad it isn't, Hallie?
Patty Freaky Mayonnaise.
Phoebe.
Quack.
Rooster Williams.
Sabrina.
Sam Armstrong.
Scalby Lawsuit's Ramona was high on the Zardy and was, well, anxious.
Shand the bone. Shand to the ant spa.
Such a left turn. Slickety-doo-dah, rickety-day. Why, oh, why hasn't Bob Buell paid my stack?
Soap.
Space ant.
This catnip mask is making me high.
This is a message for Jasper. DM at Tyro Sambro on Twitter, and he'll pay your subscription for 6 months. Holy shit.
Stop it. Holy shit. That is so ridiculously kind. Oh,
that's
my
insane.
God. TJ Michael.
This one's just advice. Turn your... It's so aggressively patronizing. Turn your passion into a career.
Uh-oh, Jasper's hemorrhaging cash by the fistful. We'll soon be fun employed. See you later. I'll miss you, Bob Buell.
Willy Wonka's Willy Wanker.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
Yasmin David.
And you thought I was gone, but here I am bringing up the rear. It's Agent Michael Scar.
Wow.
Great round of names, and thank you guys
great
so much
round.
For subscribing at the highest tier. We're entering our next 100 episode run era, so if you guys have been thinking about maybe becoming a patron, you can subscribe for bonus content and live streams and merch and etc.
Zardies!
The Zardies are really the creme de la creme.
That's a Zoom party.
Yeah, on patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. But yeah, I guess I'll get heartfelt here at the end. Thank you guys for your listenership for 100 episodes. It's been quite the rye, to quote the opening theme song, and it'll only continue, get better, get bigger. Hopefully this next 100 episodes we'll have some live shows.
Yeah,
we'll have some return guests, fan favorite guests, some bigger guests, some smaller guests, and everything else in between. And also hit up the Discord, I guess, and tell us who you'd like to see on the show next.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try and get them on. We haven't done that in a while.
That's true. Thank you guys so much for listening. I mean, this literally wouldn't be a show without you all listening. It would just be what Jeff and my text conversations look like, but with no one else to listen to them.
Yeah.
And we love you all so much. And thank you for like contributing to this weird, awesome fucking community we've made through this.
Yeah.
We're so grateful. Yeah, here's to the next 50. And then we'll take it from there and see where it goes.
let's not overpromise.
I don't want to overpromise. Sure 50, and then after that we'll see if, like, oh my god, if it'll still be a slog.
If I'm even still around.
What?
Well, like, anything can happen, you know? So, like, I don't want to talk about death in the 100th episode, but basically, like, I could... Anything,
got it.
Could,
let's just, like, go.
Gee! 100 episodes in the can... Behind our gams. It's like the an emoji. And shout out to Riley. Shout out to everyone at HeadGum who makes the show possible.
Shout out to Jeff.
Shout out to Riley. I wish he could be here.
No, I mean, like,
and thank you so much
day,
for
Anspa like, shout out
for
to
filling
Jeff.
In.
So grateful that Mr. James is here in his place. It's your dad.
Oh my god. He kills it. He fucking kills it and replaces me.
Can we go on the road?
All right, we'll see you guys again. Either this Friday or next Tuesday. I'm not sure, but...
Definitely next Tuesday.
No, it might be this Friday.
But also next Friday. If it's not this next Friday, 100% next Tuesday, because that's when we release episodes.
No, bonus episode.
I know.
No, but I think we have one.
Oh, okay. See you then.
Or not. Arrivederci. And then we'll do chi like 100 times at the end there. And it'll be chi, 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 chi. And then that's like...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.